Bardak is standing by patiently. Lisa, last but not least, sorry to keep you till the end here, but we got Richard Mueller on at the last minute, so since he's the man of the moment in terms of the blogosphere and climate change skeptics starting to believe, well, had to get that on. But you are extremely concerned about fracking, the extraction of natural gas, and the impact on our environment and our health, so much so that you were part of the rally that you did not hear much about, most likely, in mainstream media on Saturday, even though you had about how many protesters there?
Well, there were thousands, some estimate 5,000. And while your last guest was just speaking, I was just sitting here nodding my head, you know, because of it was so little coverage on the rally. It's quite astonishing.
It is, and yet we saw the same thing with Keystone. Until there were massive number of people arrested, mainstream media pretty much ignored it, and only after, you know, one or two major protests did they start paying attention. And that means that, you know, that the mainstream public doesn't get to know that this is happening. That we could talk about a long time, but let's talk about what did happen there, since you were there with your Barbie doll.
Yes, I was there with Barbie shooting a bit, but also I really went this time with an intention of really wanting to get to know the people who had come to this rally. You had people that came from as far as Australia, people from Idaho, Wyoming, West Virginia, many, many states that were represented, people who are truly affected and being poisoned by this natural gas extraction process. And as someone who lives in Baltimore, I'm kind of a typical person who's not directly affected by fracking. And we don't have opportunities to speak directly to people who are being affected by fracking every day. And it was quite a moving experience to talk directly with these people, as well as to listen to the speakers who were there with full heart, speaking to everyone to really rally people up. One of the real emphases that came out a lot of the people who spoke was the absurd infusion of cash into Congress that has basically outsized citizens within our own democracy. That fracking is literally taking away our democracy and our country. Josh Box mentioned that the gas industry spent $750,000 just to defeat the FRAC Act, which would cause the gas industry to reveal what chemicals they are injecting into the ground. They're ultimately getting into people and ecosystems and so on. And nobody has that kind of money that's against fracking. And so it's really about people versus money. But the rally, people there, they were inspired. It was extraordinary. There were people who were there from 8 years of age to well into their 70s in the hot, hot, blazing sun, listening to the speakers and then marching from the Capitol way down to the American Petroleum Institute. And it was extraordinary to see thousands. It looked to me like 5,000 people walking and chanting on their way to the American Petroleum to stop the madness of fracking.
Any arrests, or was it peaceful? And
This was strictly a peaceful march and rally. I think the rally is a very important aspect of it, because I was trying to be somewhat journalistic. I was doing some videotaping and so on, and I felt torn because I wanted to woo a lot, and I had to shoot video instead. But it really is important for the people who are there to feel this community that is growing, because we are all we have as we continue to grow as a force against the gas industry.
And we had Richard Mueller on, and he talked about clean fracking, which, of course, sounds just like clean coal, which, of course, doesn't exist. Any comments on
right.
that?
That's right. I mean, right now, especially with this particular form of fracking, is, you know, hydraulic fracturing, and it's the horizontal fracturing, this particular, that came in about 2000 and then was you know, freed of all federal environmental law in 2004 by the Bush-Cheney administration. You know, it's been going on since then at lightning speed, and it's frightening. And the people, and there are people, you know, often, of course, they're going into areas where people are in need of money, economically depressed areas, and sometimes it's hard to pass up what's being offered, especially if you haven't truly been exposed to what other people have experienced. And though at first inviting, in the end, when your house loses its water, when people in your family are suddenly coming up with illnesses that doctors cannot put a finger on, you realize what really matters most in life.
Lisa, you wrote a great blog about the calm after the storm, reflections on the gift of electricity after you lost power earlier this summer, and we're with your young daughter. We just have a couple minutes, and I want to make sure that we give out your website and where people can see you doing your Barbie spiel as well. But that was very moving. That's when I decided I wanted to have you on the show.
Thanks. Yeah, and you know, and the Barbie, I've been using my Barbie doll from the 60s to do some anti-frack rapping, to try to get outside the box a little bit, to reach new audiences in different ways, and to not have the message be so bludgeoning that they can't take it in. And yet it's a very grave issue. And I'm going to be posting videos on my blog in the next couple of weeks, from videos I've taken of children who spoke at the, who I spoke to at the rally, and other people that had extraordinary messages that people need to hear beyond the anti-fracking choir.
Lisa Bardak, I'm just going to give out your website so people can read about what happened when you had that blackout, and also other great posts that you are just eloquent at expressing yourself. WordsForABetterWorld.com is the website, and you've got to check out her Barbie routine. It's on video there, and it'll make you laugh.
The road,
but it's really clever. So thanks so much for joining us and for all the great work you're doing out there, and we'll have
Thank
you on
you,
again
Betsy.
Next time we have a little bit more time. That does it for this edition of The Green Front. If you missed part of the show, you can find it archived at prn.fm or my website, which is thegreenfront.com. Have a great green week, and tell your friends about this program, Best Kept Secret on the Internet. It's up to you.